Over the years, we've had many excellent contributors, but I want to draw your attention firstly to the people who went out with portable recording equipment, cassette recorders, mini-disc recorders, and finally digital recorders, to interview interesting local people. Some of the most regular ones were Barbara Rudman, Alison Greenwood, Campbell Malone, John Hodgson, and recently Gail Allaby and Keith Coates. But the stalwart reporter who did literally hundreds of interviews over the years was Christine Ward. This is an example of the sort of location recording that she did in 2010, and it's with Marion Bednall.
Hello, it's Christine, and I'm sitting with Marion Bednall in the walled garden of Centervale Park. Now, Marion, how do you think people will know you?
Hello. Perhaps some of you might recognise me from Central Methodist Church serving tea or coffee in our beautifully refurbished building there. Or maybe some of you might have known me when I taught at Cornholme School. Perhaps I taught some of your grandchildren. Anyway, that's who I am.
Now, we've brought you to the park because, first of all, it's a fabulous day. Secondly, Marion can describe a lot of the things that are in front of us. And thirdly, we want to recommend things to you. We're going to do both the outside and the inside. Now, more of the inside later. Marion, can you tell us what you can see on this outside, please?
Well, we're sitting on a bench just at the top of the steps into the walled garden. And the bench is the one that's dedicated to Harry Wilson. It's a very comfortable spot and a very good vantage point. Behind us is the high wall covered with ivy, and at the side a bed full of the most beautiful perennials, pink and blue, pink phlox, blue agapanthus, and it really is a wonderful sight. And occasionally you get the smell of the flowers drifting over in the wind. Now, looking ahead are the green lawns, beautifully tendered, and the flower beds full of autumn colours of lovely tall flowers. Behind them are the well-established trees and the woods going right up to the horizon, and the blue sky and the sun. It's a wonderful place to be sitting on a lovely summer afternoon.
We've actually seen somebody going past with a golf club. I don't know whether they're thinking about playing, but they had three children in tow, so maybe they're going to use the golf course. There's certainly dog walkers at the back that we can see. We've also got our resident lawnmower going. Now, not only did we look at this and we thought this was a wonderful place that you might like to come and sit as we're doing now this afternoon, but we went inside. Now, to go inside, you go inside what used to be the old greenhouses. Now it's a reptile house on one side, which we didn't look at really. It has snakes and stuff like that, which you have to look hard to be able to see them, as Marion says. But on the other side, we thought that this might interest you. It certainly fascinated us. And it's a beautiful, beautiful area that they've created with the all sorts of birds and a tropical feel of it. You know how you always used to come and see Jacko the monkey in the monkey house and Centervale Park? That was one of the treats. Well, this is sort of replacing it. And whilst we've been here, we were hoping to record in the tropical part, but unfortunately there were so many families visiting that we found it impossible. So we've come back out again. So I'm going to ask Marion if she can possibly help us to describe the tropical part. And the wind is blowing now, it's getting up, so you might be a little bit of disturbance on the recording. We'll try and cup our hands around the microphone.
You go in at the end of the cages of fish, and you go through some plastic strips as doors. And as soon as you get in there, you're in a different world altogether. You've got the feel of a tropical forest. It's very humid and the sounds are amazing. You have the sound of the waterfall at the end and the perpetual noise of the water falling, and then you can hear the wings of the little birds as they fly overhead. They're not kept in cages, they're there free to fly, and gentle cooing of the little doves. The whole area is full of very, very tall plants. Actually, they're the kind of plants that we grow at home as house plants, but here they're able to grow to their full height, and you can see how beautiful they look when they're allowed to be big and tall. And then there are creepers going right up to the ceiling. Amongst the creepers, the little birds fly. You have to look quite hard to see them, but if you look high, they're nestled on a beam, some of them nestling quite close to each other. They're brightly coloured finches, little finches, with bright coloured beaks and bright wings. And the little grey doves fly around and land at your feet. There are bird boxes high up for the birds to nest in, and little feeders, and they obviously are quite happy there because they seem to be nesting and producing young and looking very happy in that situation. Going through the middle of the tropical area is a broad pathway. It's quite wide enough for a wheelchair, and it's roped off at each side. And as you go down the middle, there's a pond full of goldfish and carp. That's very interesting to look at. Apparently there's a terrapin too, but we didn't see that. The children are very interested to have a look and see if they can spot it when they're there. It is, as I said, very humid in there. So if you do go, I hope you'll just be prepared to loosen your coat and perhaps take your hat off. But it's really a little tropical paradise, and it's well worth a visit.
Well, Marion sounded very much like David Attenborough there. I think we might be doing him out of a job. As you can tell, we strongly recommend it. It's lovely. It really is. Do come. Okay, so it's bye-bye from Christine.
Bye from Marion.
Bye-bye.